No, where's
Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hey, I was asking a lady, she must have had me on hold. I was asking her about that thing they have for Walmart where it says somebody you can cash out. So I need to know what it was talking about. Like, it says something about in my email, you can cash out.
Repeat that for me, ma'am.
It says, okay, hold on. It says something about fill out your info below to claim your offer. And it's, what I'm saying is, I guess you transferred me to you. What I'm asking is, it's saying something about fill out something to claim your offer to cash out or something. It's on a Walmart site.
Okay, so you're calling about a new product?
No, it's a text message I got, and it says Walmart points. Okay, I guess with Walmart points, you're supposed to cash out, and then you get money transferred to your bank.
No, ma'am, not with my company where you're calling to.
Okay, so who's she transferring you to?
I'm not sure, ma'am.
If okay, well, this number.
We don't do transfers into our accounts.
Okay, so what department is this that she's transferring me to?
Did you place an order for a dash cam or anything of that nature?
No, I had pressed the order for an iPhone, but not a dash cam.
Okay, have you already submitted your order?
It says, hold on. I'll tell you, wait a minute. Okay, what it's saying is, it's saying something about an order, like, okay, this is what it's saying. It says, Walmart, your last warning, you have still used your Walmart points of $29.41. If you try to use your points but receive a message, bye. Love you too.
Yeah.
Even though you didn't put the right shirt on. Okay. But it says something about if you try to use your points but receive this message, it means that your order didn't go through or all your points available. But when I click on this thing, it says something about fill out your claim and offer. And it got, let me go back, and it got like you're supposed to, like, it says transfer to bank, cash out, create user and cash out full amount. Fee is 1 to 2, withdrawal is $28.41. And it's on this Walmart rewards.
We don't do the Walmart rewards, ma'am, at this line that you're calling me on. Now,
no,
they should have a different number there listed if you want to contact.
No, what I'm saying, whoever had me on hold, transfer me to you. I don't know how I got to you.
What's your zip code again?
My zip code is 28306.
And your first and last name is listed on the account?
My name is Tiffany, last name Drayton, because I just spent $790-something on a you can win an iPhone or something. I don't know. I just spent, used my bank card and spent $7.95 on.
What's your address, Miss Tiffany?
Address is 5872 Gladiola Drive, Fayetteville, North Carolina, 28306.
Okay. Now, I do see that order that was placed for the iPhone and you paid the $7.95.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, that is that's processing for you, but as far as the Walmart and the cash transfer, I'm not sure of that, but I do see the order for the iPhone.
Okay, so you see that order for the iPhone. So what she was telling me about when I was reading it to her, it says something about transfer to your bank, create and cash out full amount, fee 1 to 2, withdrawal amount is $28.41, and then when you click on it, it says fill out the info below to claim your offer. I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that. We only handle the initial orders that come through. Like I said, I see the order for the phone. That's the only thing that we, you know, we can assist with. There may be a different number, or should be a different number for you to call regarding the inquiry that you was just speaking of.
Like I said, I don't really know what's going on, but she just was, she had me on hold for a while, and then I guess she must be transferring me to you. So I was asking her about this phone thing, like what is that? Because I paid $7.95, $7.94 or something.
Okay. Yes, you paid the $7.95 for the shipping and handling.
Okay. So how long does it take? Is it an iPhone Pro?
It's still processing right now. So if you want to call back in about an hour to give us the exact model of the phone.
Well, on here, on this little website, let me see. It says iPhone 13. Let me click on it.
If it gives you the make and model there, then yes, ma'am.
I think it's an iPhone 13 Pro limit offer. It comes with AirPods Pro, I guess.
Okay.
Because it has it was a tracking number they had up there. Let me see if I can go back to that tracking number. Okay. It says your order is 26007806.
Okay, give me one second. I can confirm that for you.
Okay.
Yes, 26007806 is your order confirmation number.
Okay. So I just have to be looking out. So when it comes, do I have to be looking out for a truck, or how is it going to come?
It should be left in your mailbox with your regular mail.
Okay, so it's going to come with the postal.
Right. So it'll be left in your mailbox, and you don't have to, I don't think you'll have to sign for it.
Okay, so once I get it, do I have to activate it, or what do I have to do?
Yes, everything will be in the package with it.
So do I have to go to a phone company and all that stuff?
You should be able to call and get it set up from your home.
Okay.
They should be able to walk you through step by step on that.
Because I'm with Verizon. The only reason why I was asking how to go, because I'm with Verizon, so I didn't know if I have to take it to Verizon and get them to switch it, or I didn't know how this thing goes.
So if you just allow 4 days for delivery, you'll have it received. And like I said, it'll be left in your mailbox with your regular mail.
Okay, and the address I got down here is 5872 Gladiola Drive, Fayetteville, North Carolina, 28306.
Yes, 5872.
Yes.
Gladiola Drive in Fayetteville, North Carolina, 28306. Let me edit your address because you got that.
It's Gladiola.
Yeah, you have it running all together with the drive. It's all included in the same. Give me one second.
Okay.
It wasn't a space between the Gladiola and the drive. There was no space in between Gladiola and drive, so it looks like it's all one word, so I'm going to space that out for you.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't get
so that the postmaster doesn't get confused.
Okay, I saw it didn't space out. I get what you're saying.
Okay. Well, everything seems to be fine, Ms. Drayton. And like I say, you'll have that delivered to you in 4 days. And you should have all the information to get that phone set up once you receive it.
Okay, so I don't have to worry about shipping and handling and all that stuff, right?
The $7.95 covers the postage and handling.
Okay. All right. So.
And that $7.95 was billed on your Visa card ending in 5391.
Yeah. Okay. So just be looking out for. So just be looking out for it.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
And you said how many business days again?
It's 4 days. You should have it delivered in four days.
So today is Wednesday, so by Friday?
No later than
today is Wednesday, so it was just placed today. So to ship out mm-hmm. later today or first thing tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So you should have delivered to you by Tuesday, no later than Tuesday the 10th.
So iPhone Pro, is that a big phone or a small phone? I don't really know the difference.
You said that the details say it was an iPhone 13?
Yeah, it says I have the phone 13 Pro.
If it's a Pro, then that's a bigger phone.
Okay, all right, because I don't know. See, I'm a Samsung girl, so I've been with Samsung Android all my life. So, you know, I have a sister that's an iPhone. I don't really know too much about iPhones. Now, if it was Samsung, yeah, I could tell you about a Samsung.
Uh-huh, yes, ma'am. But if it's a Pro or a Max, they're generally the bigger phones.
Oh, so there's a Pro and Max?
I'm saying there are different models. Some are Pros and some are Max, but both of those are generally a bigger phone.
Uh-huh.
So if that one that you have says Pro, then that would be a bigger phone than a regular size 13.
Okay, so there's more than one size, that's what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I did not know it was more than one size. See, like I said, I don't know too much about iPhones, but I have a lot of friends that has iPhones. But I'm glad you said it. So I'll just be looking out for the postal service, I guess.
Yes, ma'am. If you have any other questions, give us a return call. We are here 24 hours, 7 days a week to assist you.
Okay, so the number that I'm calling is, the number that I called, let me see what it was. It was
855-474-4713. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
Then you can reach us back if you have any questions, okay, Miss Tiffany?
And what's your name?
Felicia, F-E-L-I-C-I-A.
Well, thank you for helping me, Felicia.
You're quite welcome, and thanks for calling Customer Care. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.